No, we can't do business with you, China. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 9th day of August, or here in Iowa. This would also be called State Fair Eve. And thanks for being here. In other news, Apple is about to challenge your muscle memory. The writer's strike hits 100 days, and what we know about that. Climate change, consumers and insurance companies made the news. One U.S. city has beat back inflation to below the Fed's 2% level. We'll tell you all about that. We've got the Wall Street Report, and how about a Frappuccino to go with your next Target purchase? Ready? Let's check the headlines.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Catch us on X or Twitter, as we used to call it, at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, it is Insight on Business. Couching it as national security, President Biden has signed an executive order that would block and regulate high-tech U.S.-based investments going toward China. The order covers advanced computer chips, microelectronics, quantum information technologies, and artificial intelligence. The Associated Press is reporting that senior administration officials said that the efforts stemmed from national security goals rather than economic interests, and the categories it covered were narrow in scope. The order seeks to blunt China's ability to use U.S. investments in its technology companies to upgrade its military, while also preserving broader levels of trade that are vital for both nations' economies. Biden has suggested that China's economy is struggling. It is. And its global ambitions have been tempered as the U.S. has re-energized its allies with Japan, South Korea, Australia, and the European Union. The administration did consult with allies and industry in shaping this new executive order. Like life isn't already confusing, right? Well, now Apple is set to mess with your muscle memory by moving the red end call icon on your iPhone. As iPhone users know, the end button currently sits away from the other call options in a center position towards the bottom of the screen. But with iOS 17, which officially launches this fall, the red icon will move to the right and other features will move down to join it. While an iOS 17 preview guide from Apple showed this new setup back in June, renewed attention has increased as some explore beta versions of the software upgrade. Images from iOS 17 beta versions shared by multiple news outlets this week shows the small but potentially frustrating change. Also, there are additional changes to the placement of other call features seen on past iOS versions. The mute and speaker buttons, for example, have swapped, as has the FaceTime and keyboard options. It appears the feature allowing you to search for contacts has merged with the add call option. Why is all this going on? We don't know. But think that some tech folks just like to play with us. From here on out, the Hollywood writers' strike will make history. How? Well, we've now passed the 100-day mark, which was the longest period of time writers struck back in 2007-2008. The Associated Press is reporting that the milestone comes as the U.S. film and television industries remain paralyzed by dual strikes by its actors and screenwriters. And there is no foreseeable end. A negotiating session last week involving Hollywood studios and streamers and the striking writers ended with little progress. Television networks are a month away from starting a new fall season, and broadcasters have already put contingency plans in place for programming that excludes their most popular scripted series. Hollywood actors began their strike on July 14, creating the first dual strike since 1960. Issues at play for both unions include the use of artificial intelligence and residuals relating to streaming. It really doesn't matter, you know, if you think the climate is changing. What does matter is the impact the weather has had on living conditions, communities, and even insurance companies, and that impact is exceptional. Severe thunderstorms, massive rain, and tornadoes across much of the U.S. has led to $34 billion in insured losses. That's an unprecedented level of financial damage in such a short time. So what's to blame? Well, science says climate change has contributed to the frequency and severity of these meteorological events. The AP is reporting that damages from convective storms in the U.S., those that can come with hail, lightning, heavy rain, and high winds, accounted for, get this, nearly 70% of the $50 billion in global catastrophic damages so far this year. And those figures include the earthquakes of Turkey and Syria. The storms in the U.S. were so severe, there were 10 that resulted in damages of $1 billion or more, almost double the average recorded over the past decade. And Texas was the state most severely impacted. All of that means communities, the economy, and the people that are dealing with the aftermath is in a mess. And insurance companies, and some of those insurance companies, are making the decision to end services in places like Florida. The testy month of August is not being kind to equities as Wall Street fell yet again today. Those numbers, I'll be coming at you in just a bit. With all the talk about inflation and trying to hit the Fed's 2% goal, many economists have said it will take months to get there. However, one city in the U.S. has already tamed inflation, and that city would be Minneapolis, Minnesota. Bloomberg is reporting that in May, the Twin Cities became the first major metropolitan area to see annual inflation fall below the Fed Reserve target of 2%. Its 1.8% pace of price increases was the lowest of any region that month. So what happened? Well, think housing. Well, before pandemic-related supply chain snarls and labor shortages roiled the economy, the city of Minneapolis eliminated zoning that allowed only single-family homes, and since 2018, has invested $320 million for rental assistance and subsidies. All of that helped unleash a boom in construction of apartments and condos in the region that proved to be a powerful antidote against inflation, given that the cost of shelter accounts for more than a third of the overall U.S. consumer price index. Minneapolis shelter prices were up at half the nation's annual pace in May. Jacob Frey is a two-term Democratic mayor and said in an interview that many scoffed at the idea of building new apartments and helping out with rental assistance. They said that all that would happen would be an increase in rents, but the exact opposite has happened. Rent growth in Minneapolis since 2017 is just 1%, compared with 31% in the U.S. overall, according to the Pew Charitable Trust. Its share of affordable rental units and ratio of rent to income is better than most comparable U.S. metro areas. It is a pretty amazing story, and congratulations to the Twin Cities of Minnesota. That was another down day on Wall Street, with the Dow sinking by 191 points to close at 35,123 and the Nasdaq falling by 162 points to end the session at 13,722. The S&P 500 ticked down 31 points to finish the day at 4467. So what happened? Investors are waiting for a batch of U.S. inflation reports, which include the July Consumer Price Index due on Thursday and the Producer Price Index due on Friday. They're trying to figure out clues on whether the Federal Reserve is finally ready to call it quits on its most aggressive inflation fight in four decades. Economists polled by the Wall Street Journal forecasted that the Consumer Price Index will rise by 0.2% in July. That would be at the same pace from the prior month. They also expected the annual rate of inflation to accelerate to 3.3% from 3% in just the prior month of June. We shall see. Oh, and by the way, West Texas Intermediate crude gained $1.30 and now is at $84.22 a barrel. Watch those fuel prices rise as well. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with yet another store in a store and delivery out by the curb, this time at Target. Soon, you'll be able to add a Frappuccino to your Target curbside pickup order. The big box chain said that it's adding Starbucks food and drink orders to its more than 1,700 stores that have both in-store cafes and drive-up curbside pickup service. Target said it will roll out Starbucks pickup starting this summer in hopes of adding it to all eligible stores by October. The Starbucks offer is the latest in Target's string of efforts to boost sales and customer loyalty as shoppers squeezed by inflation on necessities spend less on the discretionary items that are crucial to Target's bottom line. Target also recently opened more in-store Ulta Beauty shops, introduced curbside returns, and shortened shipping times to woo its customers. Drive-up services helped bolster Target's sales growth during the pandemic. The company's annual revenue ballooned nearly 40%, or about $31 billion from January of 2020 to January of 2023. Bottom line here is, give consumers more, and you will win. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chapa Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.